It can be difficult for some couples to get pregnant, but when one partner has cancer, the chances can be further reduced. But as more people survive cancer treatment, there's increasing awareness of the need for men and women to take steps to preserve their fertility. Stephanie Corsetti reports.
Shari Skidmore was diagnosed with breast cancer 7 years ago. Doctors told her about her reduced prospects of having children, and immediately many friends offered to act as a surrogate.
I did have multiple people approaching me in early days saying, hey, we know you might have issues later. We're here for you. We're willing to offer that if you need it. So it's surprising that people would offer a gift like that so early in the piece.
She was able to conceive her daughter through IVF, but she thinks many women who survive cancer are not aware of their options.
Fertility preservation is something that I had heard, not often, but I'd heard words here and there, egg freezing, sperm donors, all these types of words, but I really didn't know what they meant.
And do you think people with cancer are often focused on their treatment, chemotherapy, and getting through it, so they aren't really giving proper thought to this?
Absolutely. Issue? Yeah, it's very confusing, it's very emotional. You've been told all this devastating news and you're trying to look to the future, but in reality you can really only foresee what's in front of you immediately, and that's a big hurdle of treatment. So you really do need someone else to have that clarity and make those help you make those tough decisions, I guess, for later on and plan for the future.
Melbourne mother Tanya Angerosa has seen her young daughter go through cancer and wanted to learn more at today's first fertility preservation conference in Melbourne.
What is the prognosis for her ever having a baby?
Well, we really won't know until, you know, I mean, we always know that cancer patients' incidence in falling pregnant are reduced, so we do know that. And, you know, she did have surgery to her pelvic region, so there may be complications with that.
Miss Angerosa says doctors made her aware of possible complications for her daughter, but didn't offer to keep ovarian tissue for future use. Her daughter was only 2 years old when diagnosed, but as a medical scientist, it sparked an interest in Miss Angerosa to plan for the future.
All clear now, surgery and chemotherapy. Luckily didn't need radiation, so that was one thing we avoided that, again, can decreased chances of fertility as well, especially in the region that it was.
The medical professionals at today's conference have emphasised the need for oncologists and fertility specialists to work together. They are also hoping to address the lack of information for families who experience cancer and come out the other end wanting to have children. That's something on Shari Skidmore's mind, who hopes to talk to her doctor, Kate Stern, at today's summit.
Definitely. So, yeah, I might actually speak to Kate today if I get a moment. But no, look, we are looking or hoping to extend the family at some stage.
Melbourne mother Shari Skidmore ending that report from Stephanie Corsetti.